صلاة عزاريا بركته علينا امين. ووقف عزاريا وصلى هكذا وفتح فاه في وسط النار وقال: مبارك انت ايها الرب اله ابائنا وحميد، واسمك مملوء مجدا الى الابد، لانك عادل في جميع ما صنعت بنا، واعمالك كلها صدق وطرقك كلها مستقيمة، وجميع احكامك احكام حق، وقد اجريت احكام حق فيما جلبت علينا وعلى مدينة ابائنا المقدسة اورشليم، لانك بالحق والحكم جلبت جميع هذا علينا لاجل خطايانا، اذ قد اخطأنا واثمنا لنبتعد عنك واجرمنا في كل شيء، ولم نسمع لوصاياك ولم نحفظها ولم نعمل بها بما اوصيتنا لكي يكون لنا خيرا. فجميع ما جلبته علينا وجميع ما صنعت بنا انما صنعته بحكم حق، فاسلمتنا الى ايدي اعداء اثمى وكفر مبغضين اشرار وملك ظالم اشر من كل من على الارض. والان ليس لنا ان نفتح افواهنا، فقد صار الخزي والعار لعبيدك الذين يعبدونك، فلا تخذلنا الى الانقضاء لاجل اسمك، ولا تنقض عهدك، ولا تنزع رحمتك لاجل ابراهيم حبيبك واسحاق عبدك واسرائيل قديسك، الذين قلت لهم انك تكثر نسلهم كنجوم السماء وكالرمل الذي على شاطئ البحر، لاننا يا سيدنا قد قللنا عددا اكثر من كل الامم، وقد اتضعنا ونحن اليوم في كل الارض لاجل كل خطايانا، وليس لنا في هذا الزمان رئيس ولا نبي ولا مدبر ولا محرقة ولا ذبيحة ولا تقدمة ولا بخور ولا موضع لنثمر فيه امامك ولنجد رحمة نحوك يا رب، ولكن بنفس منسحقة وروح متواضعة تقبلنا اليك، وكمحرقات الكباش والثيران وربوات الحملان السمان هكذا فلتكن ذبيحتنا امامك اليوم وتكمل خلفك، فانه لا خزي للمتوكلين عليك. والان نتبعك بكل قلوبنا ونتقيك ونبتغي وجهك، فلا تخزنا بل اصنع معنا رحمة كدعتك وككثرة رحمتك، وانقذنا كحسب عجائب، واعطي المجد لاسمك يا رب، وليخجل جميع الذين يطلبون الشر لعبيدك، وليخزوا من كل قواتهم واقتدارهم، وليتحطم عزهم، وليعلموا انك انت الرب الاله وحدك المكرم على كل المسكونة. ولم يفتر الذين يقودون اتون النار خدام الملك وهم يقودون الاتون بكبريت وزفت مشاقة، فارتفع اللهيب فوق الاتون 49 ذراعا وانتشر واحرق الكلدانيين الذين وجدهم حول الاتون. وملاك الرب نزل مع عزاريا في اتون النار المفتقدة، ونفض لهيب النار عن الاتون وجعل وسط الاتون ريحا ذات نداء بارد، فلم تمسهم النار البتة ولم تؤلمهم ولم يزعجهم. حينئذ سبح الثلاث من فم ومجدوا وباركوا الله في وسط الاتون قائلين:
Is Maru, blessed is your holy name, and your glory, and extended to be praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you who beholds the depths and sits upon the cherubim, and extremely to be praised and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, and exceedingly to be praised and exalted above all forever.
بارك الرب يا جميع أعمال الرب، سبحيه وزديه علوا إلى الأبد.
علوا إلى الأبد. رب ياتوا السماوات سبحي وزدي علوا إلى الأبد. بارك الرب يا جميع ملائكة الرب، سبحوا وزدوا علوا إلى الأبد. بارك الرب يا جميع أعمال الرب، سبحي وزدي علوا إلى الأبد. بارك الرب يا جميع المياه التي فوق السماء، سبحي وزدي علوا إلى الأبد. بارك الرب يا جميع قوات الرب، سبحوا وزيدوا علوا إلى الأبد. Bless the Lord, O sun and moon, praise him and exceedingly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, O you stars, heaven, praise him and exceedingly exalt him forever. بارك الرب ياتوا الأمطار والأندية، سبحي وزدي علوا إلى الأبد. بارك الرب ياتوا السحب والرياح، باركي سبحوا وزدوا علوا إلى الأبد. بارك الرب يا جميع الأرواح، سبحوا مجدوا إلى الأبد. Bless the Lord, O fire and heat, praise him and exceedingly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, O cold and heat, praise him and exceedingly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, O you dew and winds, praise him and exceedingly exalt him forever. بارك الرب ياتوا الليالي والايام، سبحي وزدي علوا الى الابد. بارك الرب ايها النور والظلمة، سبحا وزدوا علوا الى الابد. بارك الرب يا البرد والصقيع، سبحا وزدوا علوا الى الابد.
سبحوا
Bless the Lord, O snow and ice, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. Bless the Lord, O you lightning and clouds, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. Bless the Lord, all the earth, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. بارك الرب يا طول الجبال وكل الأكام سبحي وزيدي علوا إلى الأبد. بارك الرب يا جميع ما ينبت على وجه الأرض سبحي وزيدي علوا إلى الأبد. بارك الرب يا طول ينابيح سبحي وزيدي علوا إلى الأبد. Bless the Lord, O you seas and rivers, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. Bless the Lord, O you whales and all that moves in the waters, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. Bless the Lord, O you birds of the sky, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. بارك ربي أيتها الوحوش وكل البهائم سبحي وزيدي علوا إلى الأبد. بارك ربي يا بني البشر واسجدوا للرب سبحوا وزيدوا علوا إلى الأبد. باركوا الرب يا إسرائيل سبحوا وزدوا علوا إلى الأبد. Bless the Lord, O you priests of the Lord, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. Bless the Lord, O you servants of the Lord, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. Bless the Lord, O you spirits and souls of the just, praise Him and exceedingly exalt Him forever. بارك الرب يا القديسون والمتواضع القلب سبحوا وزدوا علوا إلى الأبد. بارك الرب يا حنانيا وعزاريا وميسائيل سبحوا وزدوا علوا إلى الأبد. لأنه أنقذنا من الجحيم وخلصنا من يد الموت ونجانا من وسط أتون اللهيب المضطرم ومن وسط النار خلصنا. اعترفوا لرب لأنه صالح، لأن إلى الأبد رحمته. باركوا الرب يا عبيد الرب، إله الآلهة سبحوه واعترفوا له لأن إلى الأبد رحمته.
سبحوا مجد جزء I'm
وأن نبوخذ نصر الملك سمعهم يسبحون فاندهش وقام بسرعة وقال لعظمائه وخدامه: ألم نكن قد ألقينا ثلاثة رجال موثقين وسط أتون النار؟ فأجابوا وقالوا: نعم حقا صحيح أيها الملك. فقال الملك: هو ذا أنا أرى أربعة رجال محلولين يمشون في وسط النار وليس بهم ضرر، ومنظر الرابع يشبه ابن إله. حينئذ اقترب نبوخذ نصر إلى باب أتون النار المتقدة وقال: يا سدراك وميساك وعبدناغو، عبيد الله العلي، اخرجوا وهلموا. فخرج سدراك وميساك وعبدناغو من وسط النار، فاجتمعت الأقطاب والولاة والحكام وعظماء الملك، فرأوا أن هؤلاء الرجال لم تكن للنار قوة على أجسامهم ولم تحترق شعرة من رؤوسهم، ولم تتغير سراويلهم، ولم تكن فيها رائحة النار. فسجد الملك للرب أمامهم وقال نبوخذنصر الملك: تبارك الرب إله سدراك وميساك وعبدناغو، الذي أرسل ملاكه وأنقذ عبيده الذين توكلوا عليه، وغيروا كلمة الملك وبذلوا أجسامهم للنار لئلا يعبدوا ويسجدوا لإله غير إلههم. وأنا أصدر أمرا في كل شعب وكل قبيلة وكل لسان، أن من يتفوه بتجديف على إله سدراك وميساك وعبدناغو يكون للهلاك وبيوتهم للنهب، فإنه ليس إله آخر يقدر أن ينجي هكذا. حينئذ أقام الملك سدراك وميساك وعبدناغو على أعمال كورة بابل، ورفعهم وفضلهم أن يكونوا على كل اليهود الذين في مملكته، والسبح لله دائما.
The prayer of the Virgin Mary, Luke 1:47-55. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservants. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generations to generations. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imaginations of their hearts. He has pulled down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with the good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servants Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever. Glory to the Holy Trinity, forever, ever, and ever.
Salat Zakaria al-Kahin. Mubarak Rabbi ila Israel, l'annahu iftaqada wa sana'a fidan li sha'bihi, wa aqama lana khalas fi bayt Daoud fatah, كما تكلم بفم أنبياء القديسين الذين هم منذ الدهر خلاص من أعدائنا ومن أيدي جميع مبغضينا، ليصنع رحمة مع أبائنا ويذكر عهده المقدس، القسم الذي حلف لإبراهيم أبينا أن يعطينا أننا بلا خوف منقذين من يد أعدائنا، نعبده بقداسة وبر وقدام جميع أيام حياتنا. وأنت أيها الصبي نبيل علي تدعى لأنك لأنك تتقدم أمام وجه الرب لتعد طرقه، لتعطي شعبه ومعرفة الخلاص بمغفرة خطاياهم بأحشاء رحمة إلهنا الذي بها افتقدنا، المشرق من العلاء ليضيء على الجالسين في الظلمة وظلال الموت، لكي يهدي أقدامنا في طريق السلام والصبح الله دائما.
Prière du prêtre Simeon selon l'évangile Saint-Luc. Maintenant, ô Maître, tu peux laisser ton serviteur s'en aller dans la paix, selon ta parole, car mes yeux ont vu ton salut, que tu as préparé à la face de tous les peuples, lumière pour éclairer les nations païennes et gloire d'Israël ton peuple. Louange soit à Dieu éternellement. Amen.
The story of Susanna, the daughter of Hilkiah, from Daniel 13. There was a man living in Babylon whose name was Joachim. He married the daughter of Hilkiah named Susanna, a very beautiful woman and one who feared the Lord. Her parents were righteous and had trained their daughter according to the law of Moses. Joachim was very rich and had a fine garden adjoining his house. The Jews used to come to him because he was the most honored of them all. That year, two elders from the people were appointed as judges. Concerning them, the Lord had said, wickedness came forth from Babylon, from elders who were judges, who were supposed to govern the people. These men were frequently at Joachim's house, and all who had a case to be tried came to them there. When the people left at noon, Susanna would go into her husband's garden to walk. Every day the two elders used to see her going in and walking about, and they began to lust for her. They suppressed their consciences and turned away their eyes from looking to heaven or remembering their duty to administer justice. Both were overwhelmed with passion for her, but they did not tell each other of their distress, for they were ashamed to disclose their lustful desire to seduce her. Day after day, they watched eagerly to see her. One day, they said to each other, "Let us go home, for it is time for lunch." So they both left and parted from each other. But turning back, they met again, and when each pressed the other for the reason, they confessed their lust. Then together they arranged for a time when they could find her alone. Once, while they were watching for an opportune day, she went in as before with only two maids and wished to bathe in the garden, for it was a hot day. No one was there except the two elders who had hidden themselves and were watching her. She said to her maids, "Bring me olive oil and ointments and shut the garden doors so that I can bathe." They did as she told them. They shut the doors of the garden and went out by the side doors to bring what they had been commanded. They did not see the elders because they were hiding. When the maids had gone out, the two elders got up and ran to her. And they said, "Look, the garden doors are shut and no one can see us. We are burning with desire for you, so give your consent and lie with us. If you refuse, we will testify against you that a young man was with you, and this is why you sent your maids away." Susanna groaned and said, "I am completely trapped, for if I do this, it will mean death for me. If I do not, I cannot escape your hands. I choose not to do it. I will fall into your hands rather than sin in the sight of the Lord." Then Susanna cried out with a loud voice, and the two elders shouted against her. And one of them ran and opened the garden doors. When the people in the house heard the shouting in the garden, they rushed in at the side door to see what had happened to her. And when the elders told their story, the servants felt very much ashamed, for nothing like this had ever been said about Susanna. The next day, when the people gathered at the house of her husband Joachim, the two elders came, full of their wicked plot, to have Susanna put to death. In the presence of the people, they said, "Send for Susanna, the daughter of Hilkiah, the wife of Joachim." So they sent for her, and she came with her parents, her children, and all her relatives. Now Susanna was a woman of great refinement and beautiful in appearance. As she was veiled, the scoundrels ordered her to be unveiled so that they might feast their eyes on her beauty. Those who were with her and all who saw her were weeping. Then the two elders stood up before the people and laid their hands on her head. Through her tears she looked up towards heaven, for her heart trusted in the Lord. The elders said, "While we were walking in the garden alone, this woman came in with two maids, shut the garden doors, and dismissed the maids. Then a young man who was hiding there came to her and lay with her. We were in the corner of the garden, and when we saw this wickedness, we ran to them. Although we saw them embracing, we could not hold the man because he was stronger than we, and he opened the doors and got away. We did, however, seize this woman and asked who the young man was, but she would not tell us. These things we testify." Because they were elders of the people and judges, the assembly believed them and condemned her to death. Then Susanna cried out with a loud voice and said, "O eternal God, you know what is secret and are aware of all things before they come to be. You know that these men have given false evidence against me, and now I am to die, though I have done none of the wicked things that they have charged against me." The Lord heard her cry. Just as she was being led off to execution, God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young lad named Daniel, and he shouted with a loud voice, "I want no part in the shedding of this woman's blood." All the people turned to him and asked, "What is this you are saying?" Taking his stand among them, he said, "Are you such fools, O Israelites, as to condemn a daughter of Israel without examination and without learning the facts? "Return to court, for these men have given false evidence against her." So all the people hurried back, and the rest of the elders said to him, "Come, sit among us and inform us, for God has given you the standing of an elder." Daniel said to them, "Separate them from each other, and I will examine them." When they were separated from each other, he summoned one of them and said to him, "You old relic of wicked days, your sins have now come home, which you have committed in the past, pronouncing unjust judgments, condemning the innocent and acquitting the guilty. Though the Lord said, 'You shall not put an innocent and righteous person to death.' Now then, if you really saw this woman, tell me this, under what tree did you see them being intimate with each other?" He answered, "Under a mastic tree." And Daniel said, "Very well, this lie has cost you your head, for the angel of God has received the sentence from God and will immediately cut you in two." Then putting him to one side, he ordered them to bring the other, and he said to him, "You offspring of Canaan and not of Judah, beauty has beguiled you and lust has perverted your heart. This is how you have been treating the daughters of Israel, and they were intimate with you through fear, but a daughter of Judah would not tolerate your wickedness. Now then, tell me, under what tree did you catch them being intimate with each other?" He answered, "Under an evergreen oak." Daniel said to him, "Very well, this lie has cost you also your head, for the angel of God is waiting with his sword to split you in two, so as to destroy you both." Then the whole assembly raised a great shout and blessed God who saves those who hope in him. And they took action against the two elders, because out of their own mouths Daniel had convicted them of bearing false witness. They did to them as they had wickedly planned to do to their neighbor. Acting in accordance with the law of Moses, they put them to death. Thus innocent blood was spared that day. Hilkiah and his wife praised God for their daughter Susanna, and so did her husband Joachim and all her relatives, because she was found innocent of a shameful deed. And from that day onward, Daniel had a great reputation among the people, and glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Oh.
وليس لنا معين في شديد خالص سواك الله وجعلنا مستقيم في شكر يا ابن الذي في السماوات.